Okay, we're in Parak Tess in Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah, and there's going to be two basic areas of halacha covered in this parak. Both of them are rabbinical forms of tumah. One of them has to do with being contact with fresh water and the status of tumah there, and the other one is touching, for instance, the Sefer Torah. So halacha Aleph Rama says, "Sabar Rosh Avru Mayim Shuvin." Let's say a person immerses his head and most of his body in, we'll call this water that was drawn. Ocean Naflu al Rosho of Aru of Shoshalugamayim, or let Shuvin, or let's say 3 log, which is a specific amount of water that is drawn, falls on his head and most of his body. Harihu Kishena Tuma Ashitbol. So he's considered a secondary level of Tuma until he goes to the mikvah. Bimnagba Uklinasan Shlishi. And if he touches food, that food is now a tertiary or a third level Tuma. Bimnagamashkin Tumayim. Let's say he touches liquids that are Tame, Asan Tchila, the Tame Uklim Mashinacharim. So again, if he touches liquids, they become that which can now impart tumah and can impart tumah to that which is the food or the drinks. Of alo tama kelim, but it cannot produce tumah into kelim. The imam goes to tumah al damzeh. So why did the chachamim come along and create a special takana of tumah for this type of person? Because what would happen is that people who had gone to the mikvah, they would go who had to go to the mikvah, tovim ba'aroshim me'en ra'im. So what they would do is they would go immerse themselves in caves that had water that was very bad, like putrid water. And then they'd wash off all that disgusting water with drawn water that was good to clean themselves off. And this custom became prominent. Right, so it got so prevalent that people assumed that the water that they would this drawn water they would wash themselves in at the end. That's the one, Hain Shematarin. That's what produces makes you Torah. Lo hatvila shemeya mikvah, right? So not the water that is actually from the mikvah, rather this is the water. The second water was the one that's actually making you Torah when it's not true. It's actually the first water. And therefore there will be what do you call it? They were going to the mikvah, so to speak, in a derogatory way. Mayim, that's why they decide to come along and say that any person who either immerse themselves in this type of drawn water or the water poured on their head and most of the body, there v'nasek shnei tumah, that's where it becomes secondary level tumah. Afilu tahor she'ena tevul yom, even someone who's pure, who's completely tahor, and what do you call this? Not in a tevul yom. Im nafla rosh v'ruah shloshos v'mayim. I mean, this person who's tahor is not even in a situation where he has to go to the mikvah. If he comes into contact with this water, either the amount or shavar rosh v'ruah v'mayim shuvin, or again, his head and most of his body dipped into that type of water. He's considered secondary level tumah until he goes to the mikvah. Tabal, if he does go to the mikvah, he doesn't have to wait until nightfall. Because this is the rabbanon tumah. That's why a person who he eats ochlet tameh or drinks liquids that are tameh, v'tabal, and he goes to the mikvah. That's why he also, for this case, he doesn't have to wait until nightfall. So two vessels that become tameh through liquids, kemish matvilim, once they are immersed taru, benzuch and arshamash, don't have to wait until nightfall, and they shed tumos elu ikarim midiran. Because since these tumas are all midirabanan, they're all rabbinical in origin, the stringencies that are applied to deraisa don't apply here. So let's say a person had these 3 log of water, drawn water poured onto them, and let's say it was from two different vessels or three. So if the second one started pouring before the first one finished, then they're joined together. If not, they're not joined together. Let's say it came from 4 vessels. They don't join together. Even if the second one started while the first one was still being poured, it doesn't matter that he is tar. Let's say it fell on his head. But not most of his body. Or vice versa. Or let's say what it called when it fell on his head, it fell from his head from above, and the robe of his body, the majority of his body from below. It has to basically pour from his head onto most of his body in the normal way. Let's say his head went into drawn water, and not the majority of his body, or vice versa. And let's say, or the third case is, let's say he dipped his head in, and let's say the rest of his body, what do you call it, and then ruvo. And they've drawn water, milmata from the bottom, omenitzada from the side, but not from the top. Harizatar, achiyavu roshi ruva samach roshi darko, until he enters into the water from head to body in the normal way. Let's say somehow he put half his head and half of the majority of his body into the drawn water, and on the other half of his head and his robe of his body and the majority of his body, the water was poured on him. Therefore, what we would say is that since he's tar, because since half of it was through nefilah, meaning falling the water falling on him, and half of it was him going into the water, that means he is considered tahor. So that's a leniency because it's the rabbanan. Lachadalat, hayu shloshes halug and shenafo lav shababahen miksasan shuvin miksasan en shuvin. Let's say of the three log that falls on him, was poured on him. Let's say part of it is drawn water and part of it's not. Ocean is arben yain vashu chala. But let's say mixed with the water was like wine, for instance. Harizat tahor. Achiu a shlosha kulam maim shuvin. He's tahor until all three are considered drawn water. Shloshes lugan. These three lugan. Elu shenafo alatahor. Right. O shababahen. Right, so this water that either was poured on him or that he went into, b'tamu amen tamei kemish nasa kesheni l'tama. Right, since he's a secondary level tama, hari hamayim ma'ilu tamei, this water also is considered tamei. Shrei nagu b'sheni, because this water touched someone sheni l'tama. V'ra'ilu amayim omrin l'zeh tor, and it's as if the water is telling this person is tor, tameinu oso v'timano, that I made you tamei and you made me tamei. So it's a symbiotic type of tama. L'chei v'rishona yimunichin kikar shol tshuma. Now switching gears. In the beginning, in the old days, they would go ahead and take loaves of truma, and they place them in Bitsadis Farm. They put it next to Sifrei Kodesh, scrolls that had Torah on them. Romim Zeh Kodesh, Zeh Kodesh. They would say, this is Kodesh, this is holy, and this is holy. Obayin Achbarim, the mice would come, the Koronis Farm, and they would basically tear into the Sifrei Kodesh. The Figach, therefore, Gazrish Kol Truma Shetiga Be'echa Mekisvei Kodesh Nitmeis. That's why they made a Takana, that anytime truma touches any scroll that has holy stuff in it, it becomes tameh, right? He gushlishi tameh ke'elu nagu b'sheni, and it's considered a third level tameh, as if someone who touched a second level. Nimsu kol kisvei kodesh po sonas truma k'sheni, and therefore we see anything that is a part of the Tanakh that's written on cloth, posels makes truma pasul asheni l'truma asheni l'truma. Lo, and not only that, elamishia hayyadav taharos, right? Let's say someone whose hands are tahor, v'nagu b'echam kisvei kodesh, he touches a scroll that has Tanakh on it. Nas yet of shnios, his hands become secondary level tuma. With tamis truma, and therefore he can go ahead and make truma trame, a truma tame. That's a mashkin and liquid. Even though his hands really only contract tuma from a primary level, first level, nonetheless, they still become tame through touching this specific sefer. So the straps of tefillin, when they're connected to tefillin, the gilyon sheva sefer, as well as, let's say, the blank cloth that's above written areas of the parchment, shemalo shemata, right, that's above or below the script, shebetchilo shebesof, where it's at the beginning of the end of the scroll, kashem b'chubarim b'sefer, when they're attached to the sefer overall. So too, b'sefer shenimcha, a sefer that was erased, b'nishtar bo shvunim chamesh osios, and there's 85 letters left, and megillah shekasel ba min haTorah, or let's say a scroll that you have written from the Torah, shvunim chamesh osios, that you wrote 85 letters, kamo kamarshas vahimitz aron, like that parsha, har elu mitamen esedam. All these still can produce tuma in the hands. Lo divrei Torah vav, not just words in the Torah itself. Elo kol kazei kodesh, all Tanakh. Afilu shir shirim mekohelas, even shir shirim mekohelas. Shehin divrei chokma, that these are words of wisdom. Mitamen esedam, they still nonetheless produce tuma in the hands. Halacha zayin, tirgum sheba Ezra shidaniyo. So the Aramaic parts of Ezra and Daniel, Harihu Miklal Kisvei Kodesh, are considered part of the Kisvei Kodesh halacha. About Tirgum Shekasu Ivris, the Ivris Shekasu Tirgum. However, when you translate the Aramaic part into Hebrew or vice versa, O Shekasu of Kisvei Kodesh Miksav Ivri, or when you write the Kisvei Kodesh in Hebrew script, Einam Mitamen Esedayim, they're not considered, they don't make the hands Tamei, Achi Ksuvim Ashuris Ala Or Uvdiya. They have to be written in Ksav Ashuris, which is a specific type of script, on parchment with halachic ink. Let's say someone writes halal or shema on a scroll to teach a child. Even though you're not supposed to do that, nonetheless, if I touched it, it will make my hands tame. So what do you call the strings and the various straps that are there to sew the sefer Torah together? Even though, technically speaking, you can't maintain them as long as they are attached to the Sefer Torah. Metam es yadayim, nonetheless, they still produce tuma in the hands. So we have a case that a sefer is stored in, or what do you call it, or an ark, like so to speak, book covers, the scroll covers. When they are what are called sewn to the scroll, they're metame yadayim. Aval habrachos, but when it comes to let's say the passages of Torah that have brachos in them, afi shehein yesh behem osios shel shem, even though they actually have letters of God's name in them, unyanim harbe shel Torah and other basic ideas from Torah, inim metame yadayim, that would not produce tuma in the hands. Finally, look at Av, Sifrei Minim, Aminim. So any sefer, any scroll is written by a heretic. Einam Atamis Adayim is not produced in the hands. Parsha Sota, the passage of Sota. Hol Mechiko Menes, since we're going to go ahead and erase it, Einam Atamis Adayim doesn't produce Tumah in the hands. That is Perek Tes, and we'll continue with Perek Yud tomorrow.